You're about to listen to a Second City Works presentation, brought to you in partnership with WGN Radio. Subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming platform or listen on WGNradio.com. And be sure to share.
The Second City is a world-famous comedy theater, and it got so famous because it has produced generation after generation of comedy superstars. That didn't happen by magic. Second City's improvisational pedagogy fuels great performance, and the same practices that have made stars of everyone from Bill Murray to Tina Fey can be applied for success offstage, at work, at home, and in the world. I'm Kelly Leonard, Vice President of Creative Strategy, Innovation, and Business Development at the Second City. This podcast is about collaborative conversations, discovering connections, and building a better future. This is Getting the Yes And.
This is a special holiday edition of the Getting the Yes And podcast. We are going to talk to Daniel Moreno, who is a photographer from Venezuela, now based in Chicago. Always in pursuit of the perfect shot, Daniel constantly follows the sun and the moon, seeking out urban landscapes and symmetry with the ever-changing cityscape of Chicago. He's got a new book of photographs and a collection by Trope Publishing Company called Chicago's Holiday Train. You're going to enjoy the pod. Daniel Moreno, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, hello. Thank you, Kelly, for having me.
So about 25 years ago, my daughter had just turned one, and we were living in Andersonville. We needed a new place. And my wife found this beautiful house in Ravenswood Manor. And the one thing about the house that was interesting was that it was right on the L track. So it was like backyard, alley, L. But at the end of the brown line, so it's on the ground, and it wasn't noisy at all. And while I knew the holiday train existed, this now became a thing in my house the minute that it started running, usually at the end of November. And we'd hear it, right? And someone would yell out, holiday train, holiday train. So we'd either go in the alley to wave to Santa, or we'd actually just jump on the tracks to get on the train. What was your first, do you remember your first time you actually saw this train?
I think the first time that I actually saw it was like probably online, but like seeing it in person is a totally different experience, right?
Yeah.
I remember that it was around the loop that I saw it, and it was just like, just to try to see it in person, I was trying to follow it, and once I saw it, I was like charmed about it as well. Like you say, no? Like I wanted to see it one more time after that.
So what brought you to Chicago from Venezuela?
Well, actually, you know, it's funny, and I was thinking about it there because this is the Second City podcast, and actually, I end up basically in Chicago is because my older brother came to Chicago to study in Second City, like a couple years prior to that. So once I finished college, I was like looking for like a place to move, and my brother already living here, it was like an easy step, no? So like I just came here, but it was like I was thinking about the connection. It comes all the way from Second City.
Oh, that's hilarious. So you were a photographer in Venezuela as well? So talk. So this is such a beautiful city, right? And it is, I have so many friends who, when they come here and they explore the city, they have no idea. Like they'll get on the architecture cruise or whatever, and there's like this thing. I mean, it feels like you're out of a movie at times. So what? I'm curious from your eye when you moved here. Did you see the city through this photographer's eye? And what was the city that you saw?
Oh no, it was amazing. You know, like I really was very captivating. It's like what you say. It's like the feeling of like being like in a movie, and it's like everything that you see around. It feels very photogenic, you know, like you feel inspired to go and take photos. That was one of like the biggest appeals that when living here in Chicago. Even though I was doing photography in Venezuela, here I feel like it opened up a new different world to explore, and like actually to like possibilities to make photography. So I really felt that the photography potential that I could make it exploded after that. So yeah, I'm still fascinated, and I'm still going out and like finding frames, like you could say, all around the city, because it's like that, and it's an ever-changing city. It's always evolving, and like with the seasons, it's always like, it's never the same. It never looks the same. It's always like, there's something always new to photograph.
So talk to us about, like, basically the process of chasing the holiday train. So was this, did Trope come to you, or did you come to them? How'd you get the assignment?
No, I came to them with the project. It never started like, I'm going to make a book about the holiday train. It was just like, I felt very compelled to go and take photos of the train, or like chasing it. Especially, I remember the moment that I got really, really into it was like during the pandemic, during that moment that it was like during the lockdown. So I was like, I was not working at that moment. So I had like all this free time, and the train was running. So I was like, I'm just going to chase it every day. I'm going to try to like get it every day, because I'm not working in this. So I make something about it. So, and it becomes like a habit after that to each year to try to chase it more and more, no? And to try to get different frames, and to like try to challenge myself to find like these new perspectives, no? Like of the train, because the idea was like to take as many possibilities that I could find. So like once this happens, I realized that I can gather hundreds of photos of the train already, like 100 different photos of the holiday train. And I see that it could be like a very interesting project to compel in a book. So like, that's what I present to Trope. And I said, like, I had all this material. I think that it will be fascinating. It will be very good to show off like in a book.
So the holiday train started in 1992. And you say that it now covers 200 miles of tracks. How did you cover all those?
Well, I try, but like, you know, it's interesting because of the holiday train, it has taken me everywhere in Chicago, everywhere the CTA basically goes, because each day basically visits one different line. So like, yep, trying to find like different frames and try to like, just like to capture it in different places. It has taken me all traveling all the lines, and I going all the way to like the yellow line, the Skokie, to like O'Hare, Midway, like all the extremes of the line. Also, like in a way, I have covered a lot of these tracks just to like follow in the train, and it's like a way to explore the city and to like actually like see every corner of the city in a way, you know. So that's the thing that I really liked. It took me to explore as well Chicago.
Yeah, so I want to talk about that. So during COVID, my son and I decided to find the best Italian beef. The thing I loved about this, first of all, I love Italian beef. But what it did is it forced us into neighborhoods in the city that we never would have gone to otherwise. And I don't think, unless you give yourself an assignment, you do that. You don't go to these places. This felt like that for you. Like, you made discoveries, right?
Yeah, definitely. It was exactly like that. It was like, okay, where I'm going to go today, and basically, no? And it's like, oh, it's in the blue line, so let me go to this station that I've never been. And like and to like explore around and like see how it's going to look from here as well. Like, even like prior to the train coming, I'm like scouting sometimes, you know, like because the time frame that the train is going to go, it goes very quickly. So like, but the train is running all the time. So I can like basically take the photo with a regular train and picture, okay, now I'm not going to know where to be ready when the train is coming. So even when the train was not like passing, I was still going to like these places just to like scout and gather around information. And of course, I'm already here. Let me walk around and like know a little bit about it.
So I'm imagining home for you is not cold, right?
No, you mean in Venezuela? No.
Right. Okay, so I have a theory about why Chicago is such a creative town, and like why a second city was here, and why the blues started here, and what, in part because it's so dark and cold, and the seasonal depression is a real thing, and so we look for ways to counter that, and to me, lighting up the city is a counter to that. Yeah,
definitely. I think that's part of, as well of me, of like a way to overcome the winter, not to like to fight against that like coldness, and you get like very down or like sad. It was like and I'm turning it around to make it like actually the moment to capture this thing and like this light. I always think that the train, the Holy Train, is a train of light, and it's bringing me life and warm to like to me and like to the whole city.
Hmm. I was reading up on you and looking at some articles, and one of the subjects that we talk on this podcast all the time about is imposter syndrome, because I have worked with so many famous people, and they all have imposter syndrome. I have it. It's a very universal thing, and you actually say it's something that you have too.
Yeah, I mean, it feels a little bit like that. I don't know. I feel like a little bit, it helps me to like maybe have a book to feel like, okay, maybe I'm not crazy. Maybe it's actually the people like or enjoy, not just me. But yeah, definitely something that is a constant fight. But I think that that's something that motivates you to get better in a way, no? Like you feeling that way is just like, okay, I'm going to prove myself and like keep improving until like maybe I take away this feeling or like I make it a little bit less. But it's a constant look for, you know, like as a creative person.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's interesting. So I got the book and I have a little table in my office and I put the book on there and everyone who comes by is like, oh my God, like the Holiday Train book, and looks through it. And
oh, that's amazing.
It's great. And it's just sort of an overwhelming sense of awe that is, which is interesting because all it is some lights on a train. What do you think that, okay, you're an artist. How do you describe that? What is going on there? Why do we have this feeling?
Well, I think the, in part comes from like the fact that it's something that it happens very limited, no? It's like a phenomenon that it just happened like a few times out of the year, no? So it makes it like fascinating. It's like something that you had to look for in a way to find it. And I just make it like a lot of people, even live in the city, they haven't seen it, or like sometimes are like very surprised about it because it takes them by surprise, no? And it's like joyful, like when they're in the station and they just show up without even looking for it. So I think that just that, it make it like fascinating. It's like seeing like a natural phenomenon, you know? But like it's a man-made phenomenon, but it's, in a way, it's like something that you have to be very lucky and being in the precise moment to actually and be able to see it.
In this article I read that you got interviewed in, you talk about the qualities that have shaped your journey as a photographer, and you talk about curiosity and constant learning. What do you do to maintain those things? How do you keep yourself curious?
Well, I think that coming as an immigrant from Chicago, that's one of the things that makes me super curious about the city, and they're always finding out about it, you know, and still fascinated about the city. I'm like living here in Chicago for 8 years now, but I still like, you will never gonna limit yourself to like, there's no more photos to take. I think that there's probably hundreds and hundreds of photos to take and to be discovered. And I feel like just going out and like taking the photos and like actually motivating yourself to like be curious and like, oh, let me see to try new things. And it's like it's related with what we're saying about the train, that let me go to this neighborhood, let me go to like all these different places, is the way to like spark that creativity and like keep yourself curious, because I think that there's always something new to find and to like capture.
It seems to me you had to use some drones for this thing, right?
Yeah, right.
Talk about that. I'm fascinated by these things.
Well, in the book, there's photos from like regular cameras, for like hand cameras, and as well for drones. So like I use both. So there's like a mix of both in the book. But like with the drone, I just like you know, I got it like halfway of the process of making this book. So I was like, yeah, let me, because it was in the look for those new frames that I couldn't maybe. They opened a whole new possibility, you know, with the drone. So like when I got it, I was like, okay, now I have this point of view that it should allow me to show way more and like make it like of the city, of the skyline. So yeah, that, it's interesting because the drone as well, it made me allow me to, most of the time I was like, okay, I can take it from the ground with my hand, and with the other hand I was taking with the drone. So I was trying to get two shots at the same time and two different perspectives in the same location, because when we were talking about the limited time that is going to pass one time and that's it. So it allowed me to take two photos at the same time. So, it opened me up a lot of possibilities.
Had you worked with drones before?
I mean, I got it like in March, and I got ready to get to the drone to December, not for the holidays. But yeah, I always taking photos with the drone. I feel like it's like an adult toy, you know, in a way,
yeah.
Because it's like you're flying around. It's super fun to do it. Like when you are able to capture, it's very fascinating, and it's like a new point of view that. I don't know, a couple of years ago, it was totally inaccessible. Or you had to have like an helicopter to do it, no? And now you actually can get these photos in a very accessible way. Like anybody can like try and start to do this.
What's next for you?
Right now, I'm just planning my photos of the holiday train this year. I still want to, like I say,
what
I feel
mean?
Like there's still more friends to find. There's still more like... ways the city is evolving and how can I get new photos with the holiday train. And from there on, I think that I'm gonna start to think in my next book, but I don't think that it's going to be holiday related.
Right. There's a professor at University of Chicago, Nick Epley, who we've talked a bunch about on the podcast about his study, but he sent students on to public transportation, L trains, to strike up conversations with strangers. And the thing was, he had them journal before and after about how comfortable or uncomfortable they thought these conversations would be. And they all thought it would be really uncomfortable. But then it turned out it wasn't. Like they ended up having a great time. They met really interesting people. I gotta think that when you were up there with your camera, someone had to, like, at different points be like, what are you doing? So did you meet strangers, and what was that like?
Oh, many, many strangers, like, because... Like I said, sometimes I had to wait a lot of time just in the station, just to wait for the train to come. I was not getting into any trains, but just waiting for the train to come. And it was always, I always try to show them what I'm doing. And they're always, like you say, there's like a fascinating reaction about it, or or they are like, oh, it's coming. Or like, and then they wait with me for the train, and they miss the train that they're waiting because they say, like, oh, I can take the next one. Just like to see the holiday train. So it's always like with joy, the people receive me. And when they hear about the project, when they show them what I'm doing, it's like very supportive. And you get to know like very fascinating people.
Yeah, the book is really joyful. It's fun, it's familiar, but like you say, because it's this, you carve out this very specific time that you only get it every year, that becomes kind of special. I'm just curious from someone who's born out of the country, and now you've been in Chicago for, what, 8 years, what do you love about the city besides the holiday train? Talk to us about your experience of living in the city.
Oh, well, I really... love about Chicago. I come from like a very small town in Venezuela. So like when I came here, it felt like really open up like a sea of possibilities. Like the multicultural, the cities in Chicago and the amount of like people and creative people that there's here is really elevates like what you can do. And like I feel like if the pond is elevated, like everybody elevates itself. No, it's like the big fish. Like they say, it only grows as long, as big as the tank that it is. So I feel like being here and being like surrounded by like so many like creative people is just something that it made me be a better creative and like a better photographer myself as well. I see like there's always something to do. There's always something that is evolving and something happening in the city, in such a livid city. Even like we had like such a harsh winter. I feel like we are always some like it makes us strong and it makes us even like to enjoy the summer even more. You know, like I feel like we live in the extremes. So like we enjoy the summer so much more because the winter is so harsh. But like I feel like all this is. It's such a fascinating city for me.
Yeah, I mean, the classic Chicago thing is, like, when it gets to, like, 55 degrees, you'll see guys in, like, shorts outside.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're like, no, it's not summer. So we're going to put a link in the notes for the podcast so you can get this as a Christmas gift. The book is called Chicago's Holiday Train. Daniel Moreno, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Oh, no, for sure. Thank you for having me. And I hope that I'm glad that you like the book, and I hope that people that listen like it too.
Getting DS And is produced by Second City Works and WGN Radio. Our editor is Iridian Fierro from WGN. We get support at the Second City from Emma Smith and Colleen Fahey. For more information about the Second City, you can go to www.secondcity.com, or you can email us directly at works@secondcity.com.